And the German pronunciation of those flowers is raps. So this poem is Raps in Bloom. It was the blazing raps that brought you close, across the years, across the ocean, foreign farms grew raps. I was drawn to them, even from the air, the strangely glowing patches scattered among the more familiar greening fields, became even more unearthly as the plane drew closer to earth. I was mesmerized by each passing field, driving from the airport. Matter-of-fact explanation from the farmer did nothing to change my awe. The cash crop rotated in to replenish soil, worn of nourishment from grains grown and grown again, from blossoms to seed pods, pods that darken as summer wanes, till the now glowing fields turn a deep, ripened black, and seeds are harvested to oil for cooking and fuel. Raps. I happened there at the height of raps in bloom. Each day, you and the raps called to me. Walking to the fields, the brilliance of the flowers is almost blinding. I do not shelter my eyes, but open them wider, drinking in the brightness, color the heat of flame. Not a slow-burning wood stove flame, but one that has burned so long it has reignited itself, fire on fire, like the sun reflecting itself into itself. And you are there at blossom's edge. You reach out, pull me in. We are running into waist-high wraps till nothing is visible but the flame of flowers. We are invisible to all but the blossoms. Running breathless, breathing not flowery fragrance, but the smell of passion's flame. We undress, falling into this bed of brilliance. I draw in the pollen of you, covered in the pollen of raps in bloom, colored in the pollen of us, raps in bloom. And the color does not fade, not in the dusking of night or church bell dawn. The blazing wraps keep you close.